It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying the miracles of Jesus Christ. He did in the New Testament. Here is another miracle. This miracle you read in Matthew chapter 12, verses 22 and 23. They brought one man to Jesus Christ. This man was blind, mute, and demon-possessed. Can you imagine the state of this man? He's already mute and blind, and the top of that, he's demon-possessed. I do not know what kind of trouble he was going through and his family. If there is any person sick, afflicted, disease in any family, whole family suffers. But when this man came to Jesus Christ instantly healed this man. If you have any problems in your family, sickness, disease, or any other problem, what you will do? Most of the time people take their problems to the doctor, lawyers, psychologist or psychiatric person. Very few people take their problem to Jesus Christ. Today I would like to tell you, if you are frustrated just like this man, come to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is alive today. Many people believe that miracles do not happen today. But if Jesus Christ is alive today, miracles will happen today. Jesus Christ said in Book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 18, He says, I was dead, but now I am alive forevermore. For what? To do the signs and wonders and miracles. He has given us the authority and power to do the same. We can cast out demons. We can heal the blind people. We can heal the deaf people. We can heal the mute people. There is nothing impossible with God. One lady was 95 years old. And she came in the prayer line. And I asked her, what is your problem? She said, I cannot see. I told her Jesus Christ is going to give her a sight. If she can just believe Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. And I touched her eyes and immediately she was healed. Next day she came and stood in the line again. Before I could pray, her daughter said, please don't pray for this lady. I said, why? She said, she is my mother. And yesterday she got healed. She was blind. And she gave me a hard time telling me the house is not clean. The things are here and there. Pick up that. Do this. Do that. So I said to the mother, mother, God has healed you for His glory. Don't give hard time to others, but just praise God. There was another lady, she was also almost 80-85 years old, But this lady was a Christian lady. Somebody took me to her house. This was a morning time. She was sitting in the dark room, and the Bible was in her lap. And I asked her, "Mother, are you able to read the Bible in this dark?" She said, "No." Then I said, "Why are you holding that Bible in your hand?" She said, "I used to read my Bible every day this time. So I am pretending that I am reading the Bible." I said, "Mother, I am going to pray for you. God is going to touch you and heal you for His glory, and you will be able to read the Bible." And I prayed for her, and instantly she was able to read the Word of God. And that mother said to me, "Pastor Peter, I will be your prayer partner. I will be praying for you and your ministry as long as I am alive." Our God is a miracle-working God. There was a one man. He was not blind, but he was demon-possessed. He was the officer in RTO, a big officer, and he was also a treasurer. Two of his friends brought him to the church. When he came to church, that time was not even Sunday service, was a Monday morning. And I asked them, "What is his problem?" They said, "Sometime he gets an attack of the enemy. And then he will fall on his papers in his office and start bringing some kind of stuff from his mouth, and he is tormented." I said, "That means he has a demon." So I said to this man, "Look at me." He said, "I cannot look at your face." I said, "Could you say blood of Jesus?" He said, "I cannot say that word." So I knew enemy was harassing him. I said to these people, I said, "Stay away. I'm going to rebuke the demonic forces coming against this man." And I laid hand and prayed for him and casting the demon in the name of Jesus. He fell on his face. Few minutes later, he stood and he said, "Somebody came out of me and went away." He said, "That demon was bothering me and I was having a hard time and I was not a free man." I said, "Who did it?" He said, "Jesus did it." I say, "Say Jesus." He said, "Jesus." "Say blood of Jesus." He said, "Blood of Jesus." And he was not afraid to say Jesus or blood of Jesus. But before that, he did not want to see my face, or he did not want to plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Devil is afraid of Jesus. So we should not be afraid of any enemy. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, it says, "God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us power, love, and sound mind." Many ministers are afraid to pray for the demon-possessed people. And some Christians, they do not believe there are people are demon-possessed. But the Word of God says so, and I believe it. And I believe that God has given us the authority and power to heal the sick and cast out the demons. Each and every believer should be using God-given authority and power. But the demon will not be cast out and people will not be get healed if your life is not right in the sight of God. You remember what happened when the Paul was casting the demon out? The Sheva's sons, they thought, "We can do the same thing." And when they came to cast the demon start saying, "We know Jesus and we know Paul. Who are you?" And they harassed those people and they were running for their life, wounded and tormented. What I'm trying to say, if your life is right in the sight of God, God will use you for His glory. So let me lead you to Christ. What you should do? Call upon Jesus. Say, Jesus, come into my life. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, give me grace to live clean and holy life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer, that means your sins are forgiven, your name is written in heaven, and you are a child of God. Now you can call God the Father, Abba Father. And He is going to supply your needs. I'm going to pray for you. This time, touch your body. Touch somebody who is closer to you. If they are having some problem. And let's pray together. Matthew chapter 18 verse 19 says, two of us agree touching anything, He will hear our prayer. Our God is a prayer answering God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bring all of these people to you. Without you, we cannot do anything. You have given us your name, and we are using your name and your authority. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. And let them know Jesus Christ is alive today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you believe that Jesus Christ has already touched you and healed you, what are you supposed to do? Try to do the things which you were not able to do before. God will give you supernatural power to live a victorious life. And He will give you grace and victory over the sin and sickness and disease. Our God is a great God. He is going to use you for His glory. I believe that God is doing miracles today. God is using me for His glory. Since 1956 until today, and I believe until Jesus Christ comes, or He calls me home, I am going to serve the Lord, telling others salvation, healing, and deliverance happening in Jesus' name.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.